Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
Well, here's a fun event to put on your calendar. The Rural Economic Outlook Conference is coming up at OSU on Wednesday, October the 16th, at the Oklahoma State University campus's ConocoPhillips Alumni Center. I had the opportunity to catch up with Brent Ladd, OSU Assistant Extension Specialist for Ag Economics, to talk a little bit about this year's event.
And we have a great lineup of speakers, as we try to do. So we always have a mixture of off-campus, out of our department speakers who are our keynote speakers, and then we'll also have some of our faculty members present as well on a variety of topics.
Let's talk a little bit about a couple of those speakers. I know Dr. Peel's going to be there and Rodney Holcomb, but kind of talk a little bit about the lineup this year.
Okay, so this year, our two keynote speakers are, the first one is Randy Daniels, and he is the Chief Risk Officer at Triangle Insurance. And so he's going to talk about the impact of the agricultural insurance market on the ag industry. And then our other keynote speaker is Kenny Burdine. And so he is an extension professor in livestock economics at the University of Kentucky. And so he is going to discuss livestock risk protection insurance for feeder cattle.
One of my favorite things that you guys do at the conference is the rapid fire panel. Are we going to do that again this year?
We will. We will. So this year it's going to have Dr. Rodney Jones do the ag finance update. And then Dr. John Michael Riley will give the grain markets update in place of Dr. Kim Anderson, since he's just recently retired.
So see the lineup and get yourself signed up and hear my complete conversation with Brent Ladd. You can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, this month's 24-25 U.S. coarse grains outlook is for marginally higher supplies and slightly tighter stocks. A slight increase in corn yields isn't enough to offset a reduction in beginning stocks driven by strengthening fourth quarter demand in 23-24. For sorghum, higher yields lift the supply forecast and are expected to spur export volumes. Corn and sorghum prices are at parity, which both reduced a dime to $4.10 a bushel. Barley supplies are slightly lower on smaller imports, and there are no changes to the oat supply. In wheat, the European Union yield is forecasted at a six-year low, estimated at 124 million metric tons, down to its lowest level that we've seen since the 2018-2019 years. U.S. wheat production for 24-25 is unchanged this month and remains at 1.982 billion bushels, up 9% from last year. U.S. wheat exports for the current marketing year also unchanged at 825 million bushels with no adjustments in any classes. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.